I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. For 12 years, writer Philip Connors spent every summer by himself in a remote 50-foot tower as a wilderness lookout in the Gila National Forest. He recounted his experiences in 2011 in the award-winning Fire Season. His engrossing new memoir, by turns humorous and harrowing, was published this month by Norton. It's called All the Wrong Places, A Life Lost and Found. Philip Connors joins us from Silver City. Phil, for anyone who read Fire Season, this new book answers a key question. What journey was it that brought Phil Connors to that isolated tower in southwestern New Mexico?
Yeah, Spencer, that's right. For me, it was a book about trying to make a narrative of my life in the aftermath of my brother's suicide, which happened in 1996 in Albuquerque. And I begin the story with the last time I saw him alive there in Albuquerque, when he took me on this incredible hot air balloon ride that was one of his passions that he had discovered after moving there. And the book ends with me going to southwest New Mexico and finding this calling in the Gila National Forest as a fire lookout. The first time I went to that lookout tower to visit a friend of mine who had the job, I had a feeling well up inside of me that I couldn't quite pinpoint. And I realized after some reflection that it was that feeling of being in a hot air balloon with my brother high above Albuquerque back in 1995. And so that experience made me want to stay there, made me want to find a way to experience that place more deeply, and perhaps in so doing, live a little bit closer to what was best in my brother. So it begins and ends up above the world. But the bulk of the book is about that journey, you know, at times a very dark journey in the shadow of my brother's death.
And as many people who have lost a loved one to suicide, you had a fierce need for answers.
Yes, I think that's natural because so many questions are left unanswered in the wake of that act, and the only person who could possibly answer them is gone. You know, you feel as though you're left with little scraps and shards of the truth, and there is a compelling desire to try to piece them together or at least arrange them in some fashion that hints at a truth, if not reveals a truth. And so as the years went on, I felt an increasing urge to find those answers. Even though I was living in New York at the time, that led me back to New Mexico in search of people who knew him better than I did at the end of his life. It was a necessary search for me. I did feel as though there were things I wanted to know about him and did not know that other people might be able to tell me.
Philip Connors is the author of All the Wrong Places, A Life Lost and Found. It's a follow-up to his book, Fire Season. Phil will be at Bookworks in Albuquerque on February 19th and at Collected Works in Santa Fe on February 20th. For information, visit philipconnors.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.